Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. And if you've missed it in the last, 12 hours, the whole cricket scandal, it seems like it's coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, the punishments have been laid down.
Mate, I am a bit baffled by this. So Steve Smith, David Warner, captain and vice-captain, it seems, or I'm pretty sure, 12-month ban. Cameron Bancroft, the younger player that was caught with the ball tampering tape, 9 months.
Right. And so they're basically implying that he had to go along with what the captains were saying.
Yeah, I just think, look, it is, I just find it so peculiar. This isn't the first time this has happened in cricket. The biggest fine has ever been is a couple of games and, like, fine them millions of dollars. But this is literally, I genuinely believe mainstream media is the reason that these three players are going to be missing such cricket. This is not the first time this happened. It's not good look for the game, I agree. It happens on all levels of cricket. And I feel like they're being scapegoated. And two players, it could almost be two of the best players in Australian history, are going to get copped this because of the public's opinion and the media's opinion. And I reckon
12 months out of the game is a long time.
I genuinely think Cameron Bancroft won't get back into the team.
Wow.
I think Warner and Smith, because they were the captain and vice-captain, are a lot easier to come back in. Steve Smith's one of the almost the second best player since Don Bradman.
Yeah.
It's, look, I could talk about it for years. I don't want to. I think that is a very bad decision.
I got something that may upset you a little bit more, Tim.
Don't.
We are in the Great Raft Regatta tomorrow. It's finally here.
The Gladstone Harbour Festival.
And I may have made an enemy out of someone.
You made an enemy?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Is this why I said don't use Instagram, buddy?
I know.
Come on.
I think we've got a bit of a war happening. A brewing, and I'm going to tell you about it before the end of the show.
All right. Well, I cannot wait for you to lift my spirits. I'm going to try and lift my own spirits and your spirits next, though, Jess, because someone's been let go of their job, and their excuse, well, not their excuse, their reasoning behind why they think they shouldn't is because where they're from.
Right.
It's funny. I'll tell you about it next.
I'll take your word for it, Matt.
CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Australians are known for their humour all over the world, I'd say. Quite dry wit. Jokers around. Doesn't take things too serious. There's all different places in the world where humour is taken differently. I come from a German family. Germans, no offence. They don't get it.
They're not a super funny bunch.
They are not a humorous grouping. And that's completely fine. Obviously, Asian cultures as well, surprisingly, have quite a high humor rate.
Oh, really?
It's compared to the Western world. They're the jokesters of the planet. But somewhere that is also known for not being the friendliest human beings, it's France.
I agree.
A la Francaise.
The time I spent in Paris, they call it the city of love. I disagree.
Well, no, I think Paris is one of those cities in the world that's like bigger than itself. Like, I've been to many different parts of France, and I.
All right, look at world traveler.
I'm a traveled soul.
Continue, culture.
Thank you. So, Richard Attenborough, whatever his name is, David, the one's in Jurassic Park. I'm not him. over in Canada, obviously French Canadian is a big thing. So a Frenchman, his name was Guillemot Ray. And he was over, he was like, oh, well, in Canada they speak French. I'll go over there and do some work. He's working at a restaurant. And he was let go because he was being too rude and too direct to customers at the restaurant he was working in. They were saying that he was rude and aggressive. And his defense was, but I am French.
Right, of course.
No, and that's, I cannot that's be his, rude. I am France.
He's playing the French card.
He's playing the French card.
Which did they we all accept have the in, French card?
As, when you were born in France, you get a given one French card and you get to pick in a time in your life where you get to play it. He said that, no, this is not okay because in French restaurants, we are direct, honest, and professional, and we have a personality. Also, this was an aggressive tone in nature because I was borderline in tears because of the way that I was handled.
And so that's, he's devastated. That's because he's also half Canadian.
No, he's not half Canadian. He's full French. So literally, I wish I could just use the excuse that I'm French for when I do something a bit shitty.
I mean,
like, wouldn't that be hilarious?
You play the Tim card though a lot.
But I'm Tim.
You're like, but I'm Tim. This is what I do.
That's me. That's well, you can't stop that.
People in the office have already started accepting it as an awesome answer.
Yeah. we had a work lunch yesterday and insults were flying around the room, but no one was offended because it's just Tim. It's like, just that's what Tim. He does. He throws grenades. And if it blows up in your face, you should have slapped it away. That's not my fault.
Usually it just blows up in your face.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I am French.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
Fly away.
Welcome to Hollywood.
To Hollywood. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Camila Cabello's debut album, Camila, is out now.
That's right, Tim. We want to send you and your bestie over to see Camila Cabello live in LA and then just hang out with her afterwards in a little meet and greet.
That's right. Hit.com.au is how you do that. But right now we want to focus on one of her songs, Havana Unana. And she's talking about, obviously, Havana in Cuba. But there's also another place that she mentions.
He took me back to East Atlanta. Nah, nah, nah.
He took me back to East Atlanta. Ooh, na, na.
And like usually when an artist mentions a place in a song, it's pretty a spectacular place.
New York, Paris, you name it, Sydney.
From
that's in a
Paris
song.
To Berlin and every disco I get.
Yeah, so... So essentially, we don't know what the big deal with East Atlanta is, because Atlanta is a place in Georgia in the United States. So look, Jess, I've got the phone handy right now. Do you want to call East Atlanta Tourism and see what the big deal
what
is?
What are we going to, like, are we going to tell them we're from the radio?
No, we'll just say, look, we'll make up some names on the spot.
Okay.
I'm from, we're married, we're going on a honeymoon to East Atlanta, and we want to know where to go. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right, I'll just put the number in.
This could end in disaster.
Here we go.
Good afternoon, Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Sam. How's it going?
Fine.
I'm just on loudspeaker here with my girlfriend.
Hi.
Her name's Felicity. We're from Australia. Look, to be honest, we heard there's a song by Camila Cabello, and she talks about how nice East Atlanta is, and it's really changed us. We were going to be going along Los Angeles and kind of the West Coast, but we've decided to come because of this song, and we wanted to know what actually we can do in Atlanta, Georgia.
So are you interested in East Atlanta then, or no?
Yeah, absolutely. What are your top three suggestions for us?
I think our top venue is our Georgia Aquarium.
Okay.
It's one of the things that most people like to see.
I like the fish, Sam. We should go there.
Yes.
The other thing is a lot of people go to the World of Coke.
Ooh.
Which is world headquarters rather for Coca-Cola.
Wow, fantastic! Well, I can't thank you enough. I think our trip to East Atlanta, is going to be so.
We can mail you a visitor's pack.
Oh no, that's all right. I think we're all just going to kind of get there.
Yeah, Camila Cabello was right. There's so much to do there.
Yeah, but our heart is in Havana, so thank you very much.
I don't know what your ages are, but another popular thing is our Beltline.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, take a look at our website, though.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I hang up. Hit.com.au.
Man, that guy loves East Atlanta.
Yeah. Man, we'll go to the Belt Factory.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
We have the Great Raft Regatta coming up tomorrow morning.
Yep, Gladstone Harbour Festival. Get about it.
And the Harbour Festival's already kicked off. I'm so excited. We are here. But there's two issues that I see with our raft going forward ahead of tomorrow's race.
We have two problems. Mate,
problems.
We've got less than 24 hours to sort this out.
I'm just saying, I need your help for some of these. So for the first issue, I think our raft might be cursed.
Why?
Because according to one of our listeners, message us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just search a HIT Central Queensland.
Okay.
And he said that if you don't, when you're christening your boat,
yeah,
if the bottle doesn't break on the first hit,
yeah,
the boat is cursed.
Well, we didn't use a bottle. We used the chocolate rabbit.
It still didn't break on the first hit.
Yeah, but it's not champagne. It's new rules apply. It's the chocolate bunny rule.
I don't know, because my second issue is I think I might have started a war.
What do you mean?
Well, Rosebery Queensland are entering a raft of their own.
Yeah, I don't like where this is going, because Rosebery is a very nice organisation.
And we love Rosebery Queensland.
Yeah.
But they are entering a raft, and I saw them preparing for their raft on Instagram.
Sure.
So I jumped on and I said, "We're coming for you, Rosebery. Watch us beat you over the finish line."
Rosebery?
They responded. They responded and said, at HitCQ, we'll be looking out for you. # watch out for the Rosebery flower bombs. And then I didn't even fire back after that, because I was like, oh no, I've set off some nuclear missiles and
pushing buttons I shouldn't have.
So now I'm just gonna play it cool. I'm gonna lay low. And then they tagged us in a photo yesterday of their raft,
uh-huh.
and in which they've written hashtag Great Raft Regatta Testing equals Success. At HitCQ, does the SS Keith Urban float? Who spells Keith like that? You had one job.
All right, I was on Rosebery's side until right now. But again, why are you picking a beef, an Instagram beef, with the mental health business in town?
I'm not saying that I'm not saying I started the war.
You definitely did.
I'm thinking because our boat is cursed now, like Rosebery's just firing bombs right and centre.
Now we can't win because A, if we lose to them, they're right and they've absolutely psyched us out. Or B, mm-hmm. we beat them and we're bullies and then they have to contract.
We have to beat them now. The war has begun. Rosebery. Yes. We're coming after
yes,
you.
Yes, mental health awareness. You're going down. Bring it on. It's Tim and Jess on HitCQ. I hope you're happy with yourself. Those issues we cannot fix.
We really do like you guys. See you out on the race tomorrow.
Nah, good fighting face.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I need help of a specific group of people.
Right.
Easter every year comes around and the same feeling I get inside my body is that... Here's 4 days of chocolate. And I only kind of eat one chocolate. That's Kinder Surprise because I'm 5 years old inside. And you enjoy
the toy in the middle.
Yes, because I get a reward. But I can only really eat one. If I eat more than that, I feel a bit sick. So every Easter, I just don't know what to do. When I was younger, I was forced as a child by my parents to do the Easter egg hunt with my sister and then just hand over the eggs.
You sound like the worst... most cynical child ever. Just, like, I don't want to have fun, Mum. No. How dare you force this enjoyment on me?
I didn't understand the work because there was no reward for me. And Mum would always be like, all right, here's your Kinder Surprise. And then my sister would be sitting there. Literally, you couldn't see her because she'd be engulfed in Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And for chockey haters...
So you'd have to find the chocolate eggs and then give them to your sister.
Just be like, here you go, Mad. Love you. Happy Easter.
What an incentive.
Yes. So, chockey haters, I need you to rejoice amongst me. And on 13, 12, 16, what am I meant to do for the next 4 days?
Yep.
For people that, hey, lactose intolerant people, what do you do for Easter weekend? Okay. Help me.
Do you hear that sound?
The crickets.
The crickets? Crickets. Because no one is on your side with this. Everyone loves chockies at Easter.
Well, like, I just don't like chocolate. Like, you don't like... I don't know.
You're an animal.
You don't like being in a relationship. No one has a go at you for that.
Okay. All right.
If you're gonna throw bombs, don't let me use a tennis racket to hit them back. So 13, 12, 16, chockey haters, help me out. What am I going to be doing for the next 4 days?
We have our suggestion on Facebook. One person that agreed with you and said, Tim, you should try the sugar eggs from News Express in King Cora.
Sugar eggs.
Sugar eggs.
Is that just like...
I'm guessing it's like a candy egg instead of chocolate.
All right. 13, 12, 16.
Oh, you don't seem convinced by that.
Chockey haters.
The one person who's supporting your argument and you're not even getting on board.
I said good help. 13, 12, 16, I have been asking for help about how I can avoid the verbal abuse that I cop every single Easter time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like chocolate. I don't like to eat. I'll have one piece. I can have more than that. I'll start to feel sick. And that's completely fine.
Oh, and the waterworks have turned on.
No,
I
don't understand why it's such a big deal. When you tell people that you don't like chocolate, it's almost like you've said, I've kidnapped your firstborn child.
It's insulting. It's like the time you told me that you didn't like Nutella. And I honestly couldn't speak to you for 3 days.
Yeah, I like buttered bread and water. It's nutrient.
You live the life of a 1970s prisoner.
1970s was not that long
ago. I think I meant the 1700s.
Anyway, on 13, 12, 16, have been asking for help for the next 4 days because it is Easter, the Easter long weekend. What can I do? Chockey haters out there. We've got Terry from Caloundra on 13, 12, 16. Terry, what should I do for the next 4 days to avoid this hatred?
Mate, you're going to have to give it away, mate. It's for kids, buddy.
No, it's not. I understand that it's for children. The Easter's for children. Yeah. But I'm saying, because clearly I'm not going to be doing an Easter egg hunt, but... everyone's just on me. How do I get out of this situation where people are abusing me for not liking chocolate?
You're going to have to let it go, buddy. You're off your tree. Let it go.
No, Terry, he's going to have to pretend to like chocolate for 4 days, isn't he?
Yeah, look, once a year, let it go.
Let it go, suck it up, chomp on some eggs.
Terry, you're missing the point. I don't care that I'm not getting chocolate. I just am... people are abusing me verbally and I need help.
No, Tim, suck it up. That's what Terry said.
Well, Tim, If I see you down the street, I'm going to give you an Easter egg.
Yes. What? If anyone sees Tim out and about at the Harbour Festival weekend, give him an Easter egg.
Please do not. Terry, stay in Caloundra. Thank you very much for your call, mate.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Oh, he's hung up. Sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to offend him. But...
You know what? Let's not limit it to just this weekend. If you ever see Tim about on the streets of central Queensland, pass him a little chocky bar. He hates it. It's so much fun.
The best thing is if Terry does come up to me, and look, to be honest, I hope he does, I'll have forgotten completely about it and I will be very confused and probably run away. So see you soon, Terry.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
We were just talking about how you think our raft is cursed.
Yes.
B, for the Great Raft Regatta at Gladstone Harbour Festival tomorrow morning, which is the race. So great for you to bring this all to us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what we can do about the cursed raft now unless we start all over again.
You've also started a war with a mental health organisation, Rosebery.
I think that the war began because the boat's cursed.
Sure. Jess, this is two prime examples of what is leading to me now. I can't believe it's taken us till the day before to actually set this in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But our ship currently, our raft, remains captainless.
Yes, and I humbly accept your nomination for me as captain.
Unfortunately, that is absolutely not going to be happening, my friend, buddy.
I am the ultimate leader. I lead this ship every morning.
What are we doing it after 8 o'clock without looking at the board?
After 8 o'clock, we're doing the plug-in.
The plug-in, all right.
We've got the pressure test.
Yep.
We're going to be...
Oh, so things that we do normally every week this time. Yeah. Thank you, Captain.
I lead third this team.
Third example, Jess, you're not going to be the captain. And look, Isabel is also on the raft and we also have...
She did help build
She did help build it, so that gives her more qualifications than you. And then we also have and one of our bosses, Tim, is also on our raft, but Tim's not getting the gig. I'm sorry, mate. So look, it seems like I have no other choice... Mm-hmm. That to declare myself captain.
No one's nominated
of the
you.
SS Keith Urban.
How did this get decided?
I always carry a band behind me.
I thought we had a democracy, not a dictatorship.
No, you don't. Jess, I am 100% the captain of the SS Keith Urban. And
this is like the time you declared yourself captain of a netball team.
Yeah, and I am. That's why I wear the C every single week.
That means centre, mate.
I don't know. I feel like it stands for captain. So look, Jess, look at me.
Right.
I'm the captain now.
All right. Does that mean you take full responsibility for the war against Rosebery, Queensland?
So you... Look, if you've started it... Yeah, all right. Sorry. I forgot to emphasise that. So... You started a war. I'm going to have to clean up after you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to get our flower bombs organised. And I know that's going to be...
Oh, as captain, you have to take responsibility for that.
This is garbage. And look, to be honest, I'm very happy that
also, we need safety goggles still, so that's you.
Yeah. Are we super confirmed on numbers? Have we got four?
There's definitely four of us.
Awesome. All right. Really looking forward to our first and inaugural for at least us here at Hit CQ with the SS Keith Urban launching tomorrow morning just after 8 a.m.
Come down to the Gladstone Harbour Festival and watch us. See if the SS Keith Urban actually floats.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, you'd like to think New Zealand is a place where no crime happens because it's a beautiful place in the world.
Yeah, I imagine that they're just all hanging out and they're just super happy. It's just a utopia
just
over
watching
in New Zealand.
Lord of the Rings box sets and absolutely having the
smashing
best time
smashing their
ever.
Caramel chocolate.
Exactly. Now, I do need to bring you a gut-wrenching story.
Okay.
So over in New Zealand, on a dairy flat north of Auckland, there's been a theft.
Oh.
Of a... Look... Alpacas are not things that I would normally consider a stolen object.
Right.
And alpacas, when you buy them, you have to buy them in two because they are lonely, depressed animals.
Seriously?
You can't buy an alpaca by itself.
I had no idea.
I know. And I thought, I only found this out a few weeks ago. So you buy alpacas in groupings of two.
So alpacas are less lonely than me, is what you're saying?
When they're by themselves.
Okay. Hey.
But I want to talk about... Two brothers, Charisma and Bambi.
Oh.
Someone stolen Charisma from this farm.
No.
Do you want to know the kicker? Charisma leads Bambi around because Bambi is blind.
No, Tim.
So the Orawa police are on the hunt for Charisma and going, guys, look, just, we don't care. We won't, the family's like, we won't get the police involved. We just want you to bring Charisma back because Bambi is walking into fences and he's super depressed and he's even sadder than normal. It's a disgusting story. I know. There's
yeah, but
a video.
See, an alpaca is one of those things that you wouldn't look at someone and be like, they've stolen that alpaca. If you're walking with an alpaca, you own the alpaca.
Well, no, normally you're walking to. When do you see people walking?
I don't
alpacas?
Know. I'm just saying it's one of those things that's hard to steal. Like, who? Why?
I'm impressed and I'm also pissed off. But I'm very upset. There's some videos of blind Bambi. And cops are trying to help him, and he just doesn't want to be about it.
Are we sure that Charisma hasn't just walked off the job? He's gone. You know what, Bambi? You're on your own.
I'm sick of...
Fend for yourself. Yep. I'm going out alone. I'm a loner.
I'm not your real dad. All right. If you want to call Crime Stoppers in New Zealand, 0800 555 111. If you can help find Charisma, Bambi would appreciate it.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Paris Hilton lost her $2 million engagement ring. How?
She did. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now this is not going to surprise you. You do not need to sit down or put on your shocked face for this one. She was at a nightclub.
Right.
Obviously. $2 million engagement ring, which she claims her boyfriend bought her, but he's... Even if you add up all the films he's done, he hasn't made $2 million ever. Not to be too shady. So she bought her own engagement ring. Anyway, she's lost the $2 million engagement ring on the dance floor in the nightclub in Miami. Someone found it, handed it in, and she got it back.
That's
so good. I mean, that's epic. I mean, I would hand it back.
No, you know what? It proves that whoever picked it up had no idea how much it was worth.
It would have been a fella. It would have been a bloke that had no idea and we'd been like, oh, some poor lass has lost her ring. I should hand it in, eh?
Cubic zirconia. Hand it back. No, well, that was a diamond. That was a big, fat diamond.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, if I was wearing a $2 million ring, that thing would be duct taped to my finger. Like, I would never take it off.
Just weld it.
Totally.
Thanks so much, Dean. Hey, we'll chat to you next Tuesday. Enjoy your Easter holiday.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
See you, mate.
I don't think I've ever owned a $200 ring.
I don't think I've ever owned a ring. So, look, it is great to hear Paris Hilton back in the news.
Yeah, you can check out more of what's trending now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, I'm unhappy because you backed me into a corner and now you're forcing me to fight my way out.
Tomorrow is the Great Raft Regatta at the Gladstone Harbour Festival. Yep. And you declared yourself the captain.
Yep, I'm the captain now.
Which means you have to take responsibility now for the war that I waged against Rosebery, Queensland.
Yes, the mental health organisation that is clearly the worst type of building.
All I said was hashtag it's on. And now a war has begun.
And now, look, I'm going to go hard with you and on the phone at the moment have Colleen, the manager of Rosebery Queensland. Good morning, Colleen.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Ahoy indeed. Now, Colleen, I first of all can't take any responsibility for this fight that you and Jessica have been having, but it seems that there's
Tim, man up. Man
yeah, exactly.
Up.
He's declared himself Captain Colleen and he won't take any responsibility for the war that's
the
waging.
Captain's got to go down with the ship.
I will, and it seems like for some reason we've started a war with a mental health awareness organisation, but look, if we start a war, I'll finish the war. And look, Colleen,
they're fighting words, you know.
Yeah. And look, we are going to beat you, Rosebery, Queensland.
Clearly.
And so, I love your confidence. Yeah.
So we thought we'd wage a little bet if you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
She's on board.
Cole, clearly our boat's probably going to break world records, but we thought it'd be fair, and we don't want to be unjust towards you, but just get ready to see the back of our ship is the first thing we're going to say. Now,
well, if it's going down, I'll panic.
Paddle past. Now, Cole, essentially, we don't want anything super massive, but whoever finishes first or crosses the line first out of us and you, if we beat you, we would like you to post a video on every form of social media you have declaring Jess and I the greatest sea captains that ever lived, and just like a 30-second spiel about how great we are on the water.
Right. Okay. Challenge accepted.
And in return, I mean...
If you beat us, which is like obviously a dream scenario because that's it's more of a nightmare for you, what would you like in return if you somehow magically crossed the line ahead of us?
Oh, I think probably a likewise video.
Sure.
Yeah.
Declaring that Rosebery.
Know, really, just blowing wind in our sail a little bit more.
All right. Well, there's no sails needed because clearly, I don't know if you've ever seen an environmentally friendly jet ski, but essentially that's our raft. All power, no noise. So
we haven't uncovered our secret.
Yeah, I did notice that I can't see your raft.
Is it because it's already sunk? Is that the secret?
No. We're not going to any of those depths, Tim. We're staying afloat, and
All right. Well,
be careful. Watch out for us.
We will see you on the water tomorrow, Cole. Yep. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Yep. Good luck and fast paddling.
And the same to you guys. May the best crew win.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
It's on.
Yep.
It is on, Tim. We've got so many enemies on the water tomorrow.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
I want to talk to the people across Central Queensland with accents right now.
Okay.
Because if you've got anything other than an Australian accent, you should be very easily picking up all over the country.
Look, Australian accents are interesting. I think Australian and South African accents for the English language are the most interesting.
I didn't realise I had such a thick accent until I went overseas and people overseas couldn't understand what I was saying.
Oh, man. I was in Texas and we're in an Uber and the guy turns around. Me and my two friends are just having a chat in the back seat and he's like, "So what part of London are you guys from?" It's like, good try, champion. But, like, to be honest, in America, a lot of people would just, like, sit and listen to me talk just because of my accent.
And this is the thing. A new survey has suggested that the accent that Australian people find the most attractive, the sexiest accent, British.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But 17% of people said a British accent would be their favourite to hear in the bedroom.
They need to distinguish it because, like, you don't want to... Like a cockney. Oh, how you going, darling? Mr. Grey will see you now.
They want a Hugh Grant. They don't want someone from Manchester.
Yeah, they don't want like Stormzy or like Draft and those kind of people with cockney northern Welsh accents. Oh, you know, we caught a tune.
So English accents beat out French accents, which came second in 13% of the vote.
Sure.
And then it was slowly followed by North America, Ireland, and Scandinavia.
Yeah, I can see Scandinavia. Like, hello.
Spain made fourth place
on
the list.
Yeah, Spain, look, the TH is too much. But, like, what's a famous line from, like, a sexy English movie? Like, I'm just trying to find the words to say I love you. But you say that in Australian. I'm just trying to find the words to say I love you, mate.
The Australian accent's not very sexy, is it?
Yeah, like, if Mr. Grey from 50 Shades of Grey was Australian, like, he'd be in prison. Because people wouldn't be like, "Oh, that's sexy." He'd be like, "Oh, this bloke's messed up in the head." So just be careful. And if you are English, it's like the Emma Watson type of voice, Daniel Radcliffe, because otherwise.
No. Maybe it's a Harry Potter generation kind of thing. I don't know. It was a study done by Ashley Madison, so who knew they were still a company and how much can we take this on board?
To be honest, I thought it was a person until right now.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.